This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The fire danger in southern Colorado isn't over yet. Another red flag warning will be in effect from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., keeping crews on alert. On Saturday, they put out a small grass fire in Colorado Springs and will again be dealing with windy weather today. Forecasters say there's a chance of rain early tomorrow morning, and then a cold front late Wednesday will drop temperatures to below seasonal normals before more showers break out. Some breaking developments in the funeral home case out of Penrose. The owners are back in the El Paso County Jail, this time on an FBI hold. There's no word why, but those details likely will come out today. John and Carrie Halford posted a bond after 190 bodies were found abandoned and decomposing in October, most piled up and some dating back to 2019. Both of the suspects are facing more than 200 charges and are due to be arraigned in court on those state charges on June 6th. And tomorrow begins a major step in the healing process for families who sent loved ones to that funeral home. Many will be there to watch as demolition finally begins following several delays. They'll attend a mourning ceremony first to honor the victims. The building was shut down in October when a foul odor led to the discovery of 190 bodies left inside. Crews plan to disinfect it and say the work along Highway 115 is expected to last several days. Construction is underway on a new apartment complex in Colorado Springs. This one is for young adults struggling with homelessness, aimed at helping get them back on their feet. It's called the Launch Pad and will have 50 units. Trained staff will also be on site to assist anyone with job interviews, life skills training, mental health counseling, parenting classes, even homework. One person our team spoke with says she's experienced homelessness when she was younger. She says programs like this are beneficial to help get young adults back on their feet.
It's definitely impacted me as an adult a lot because I look at all my friends and they've all got apartments, jobs, cars, and I've just been struggling to eat every day. This program has definitely given me a lot of hope of like owning my own apartment one day.
The hope is to have the building done by December. The manhunt is growing for an escaped inmate in Otero County. Several sheriff's offices are trying to track down Ronald Collier and now say he has ties to Colorado Springs. The 38-year-old overpowered a deputy and security officer at a La Junta hospital last Thursday and took off. He then allegedly stole a 2007 white Dodge Grand Caravan with a gun stashed inside. The van has damage on the passenger side door and a cracked rearview mirror. A push to ban assault weapons in Colorado is moving forward. House lawmakers passed the bill yesterday after almost 4 hours of debate. It would make 13 types of assault weapons illegal to buy, sell, or import. Supporters say this will save lives, pointing to several mass shootings here, such as the Columbine High School shooting and the Aurora movie theater shooting. Critics argue this will ban 80% of guns in the state, calling that unconstitutional. The bill now heads to the Senate, although one group is promising to sue if it's signed into law. And the Nuggets closed out the regular season with a win. Denver defeated the Memphis Grizzlies 126-111 at the FedEx Forum. Nikola Jokic recorded a double-double, 15 points and 15 rebounds in the win. Jamal Murray chipped in a team-high 21 points. The Nuggets finished 57-25 and earned the 2 seed in the West. They await their first-round playoff opponent from the play-in tournament. The Nuggets will begin their postseason run on Saturday. And the world's oldest conjoined twins have passed away. Michael Kastner with a story.
Lori and George Chappelle died at the hospital of the University of Pennsylvania on April 7th. George, who had identified as male for the past 17 years, and his sister were joined at their foreheads. Their obituaries say George performed as a country music singer. His sister Lori had her own interests, including being an accomplished bowler. No word yet on the cause of death. I'm Michael Kastner.
And starting this week, stargazers in the Northern Hemisphere, that's us, can try to catch a glimpse of one of the oldest known meteor showers, the Lyrids meteor shower, which has been viewed by humans annually for nearly 2,700 years, starts on April 15th and lasts until April 29th. In ideal conditions, viewers can spot around 10 to 15 meteors per hour during the shower's peak, which is on April 22nd, according to Earth Sky.
Sunny, warm, and windy for your Monday. We do have red flag fire warnings up across the entire area, starting at about 9 a.m. this morning through 10 p.m. tonight. Do expect southwesterly winds 25 to 35 miles an hour. Temperature-wise, not bad. 72 Colorado Springs, 77 in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.